Exodus 25, Iniquity of Fathers Upon Children. I want to talk to you about generational sins, iniquities, and curses. In the book of Exodus chapter 20, verses 4 through 6, the Lord says, "You shall not make for yourself a carved image." Verse 5, "You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments." I am a big believer in generational sins, iniquities, and curses that pass to us from our forefathers. I understand that not everybody believes this, but I believe the Bible makes it clear that the sins of our forefathers can definitely affect us. I understand that verse 6 says that God shows mercy to thousands, to those who love him and keep his commandments. I understand that there's grace. The bottom line is that sin stinks, and if you're caught up in sin, it will affect everybody around you. This is apparent when we look at the negative effects. Really, that has affected all of mankind when we see the sins of Adam and Eve. They were the first human sinners. Their sin has affected everybody throughout all the generations. We also see family members being affected by the sins of the fathers in Numbers chapter 16, in the rebellion of Korah and Dathan. In verses 31 through 32, the Bible says, "Now it came to pass, as he finished speaking all these words, that the ground split apart under them, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up, and their households, and all the men with Korah, and all their goods." The death penalty was not just on the rebels, but the entire household. Let's look at another example. Please turn to the book of Daniel chapter 6, verse 24. The Bible says, "And the king gave the command, and they brought those men who had accused Daniel, and they cast them into the den of lions, them, their children, and their wives." In the book of Isaiah chapter 14, verse 21, the Bible says, "Prepare slaughter for his children because of the iniquity of their fathers." In Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 25, Jeremiah writes, "We lie down in our shame, and our reproach covers us, for we have sinned against the Lord our God, we and our fathers, from our youth even to this day, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God." We don't have time to go through them all, but certainly check out Zechariah chapter 8, verse 14, Nehemiah chapter 9, verses 1 through 3, Daniel chapter 9, verse 16, and 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 5 through 10. We can see in Scripture how the sins of our forefathers can directly affect us. And as it says in Exodus chapter 20, verse 5, that sins can affect up to the third and the fourth generation. According to the Word of God, sins that your great-great-grandparents committed can affect you. Now, how do you get deliverance from these sins? One way is certainly through prayer. Ask the Lord to remove generational sins, iniquities, and curses that may have been passed to you from your forefathers. Break them off your children. You may need to fast. Make kingdom declarations from the Word of God over yourself. Humble yourself before the Lord and ask for forgiveness. I want to pray for you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, we come to you in humility. And as Zechariah chapter 4, verse 7 says, Lord, we declare grace, grace to it. We declare grace over our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that you would stand in the gap and pray for us, covering us, loving on us, removing generational sins, iniquities, and curses. Lord, your word says in the book of Luke chapter 4, verse 18, that you came to proclaim liberty to the captives. So, Lord, we declare liberty over us right now from all generational sins, iniquities, and curses that may have been passed from our forefathers. Lord, we break off and remove any and all sins that have affected us throughout the generations. We desire to be set free, and we choose total freedom in Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for your deliverance. May you be glorified. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.